And let's start this hour in California, which is already dealing with one of the worst wildfire seasons in recent memory, and it's getting worse. Around 10,000 firefighters are currently battling some 24 major fires across the state. The biggest one, the Rocky Fire, is in Northern California.
And that fire has grown quickly. It's tripled in size in just a few days, burning more than 65,000 acres. And it's just 20% contained. Reporter Dan Brecky is on the scene in Clear Lake, California. He's with Here and Now contributor KQED. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Peter.
You're 3 to 4 miles there from the fire line. What are conditions like?
Well, the firefighters got a major break yesterday when the weather cooled off. There, something of a storm system came in over the coast. There was a little bit of a drizzle for a few minutes. But the big break was that it was cool, it was cloudy, and the fire just calmed down. And they didn't have this problem they've had every afternoon of the fire building up and really wanting to spread and creating new problems for the firefighters.
And I'm seeing that the fire was unique in the way that it was burning very fast up until now with this break in the weather, I guess.
The firefighters I've talked to here have said they haven't seen anything like this, and they're attributing most of that to the fact we've had this drought for 4 years. A lot of this vegetation hasn't burned in a long time, and there are some places they don't know the last time it burned, so there's a lot on the ground. The combination of those circumstances and then the buildup of the fire in the afternoons with great big pyrocumulus clouds that then collapse and force these winds to spread the fire has been a big problem every day until yesterday.
You've been going to evacuation centers, talking to people who had to leave their homes. I'm sure this is a very tense, difficult time for them. What are they telling you?
I visited a couple of evacuation centers yesterday, one impromptu, one on the roadside near in an evacuated community, and then a formal American Red Cross evacuation center in a place called Middletown. They've only had a few dozen people come through since the fire started. And people are philosophical, honestly. I talked to Joyce Correa, who is a career Forest Service employee who actually worked on fire safety. And she said, listen, this is California, so you kind of get used to it.
None of this is a surprise. We live in California. We're going to have fires, period, in a sentence. That'll be through to eternity. We're going to have fires. So do what you can to make your own place as safe as you can.
Sure, fire is a part of life in the West, but what about this drought? Is there concern that that this fire is just the tip of something much larger in California?
Concern about fire in California is almost a cliche. In the newsroom, we've joked every year that there are predictions this will be the worst fire season ever. But the concern is really heightened because of the drought, and every year it's gotten worse. So yes, last summer had some spectacular large fires that didn't necessarily make a lot of news. People are really holding their breath for what might happen during the next 3 months, which is all fire season here.
That includes the firefighters, I'd imagine. You talked to Jeff Ose. He's a fire commander from Long Beach who's fighting the Rocky Fire. Here's what he had to say.
There are so many fires and there are so many people spread out all over the places that we don't have the ability to put as many people on this particular fire that we would like to. And that goes for every fire in the state. The resources are at a drawdown. The state's in a higher preparedness level than it normally is. We're not at a breaking point, but we're definitely at a stretching point.
You've got almost 24 fires burning in the state. What are they doing to make sure they have the resources they need to address it?
Well, there's a massive mutual aid system in California. So a lot of the firefighters you see, especially for structure protection, but also on fire lines, are from city fire departments that have agreed to participate in this. And the key is mobility. So there are 3,500 people on this fire. A few days ago, there were just 900. They've been redeployed from, there was a fire about 50 miles from here. Some of them came up here after that fire calmed down. And then, as you just heard, there are people from Southern California all the way down to the U.S.-Mexico border who are up here fighting the fire.
Dan Brecky, KQED reporter on the scene of the Rocky Fire outside of Clear Lake, California. Dan, thanks very much.
You're welcome.